Kedvach, we're holding Shin Pei Ches Sif Dalet. We actually started the beginning of Sif Dalet last week. I would like to just go over it. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago. Last week was Purim. Just to go over it to refresh the Leilam's memory, and we'll take it further. Yet Hashem, hopefully, we do Sif Hei tonight as well. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Nosa Momin Chaveroi Biyodoi. If you were nice and biyad, if you picked it up and you gave it over to the anis, you are chayev l'shalem, mikol mokom, no matter what, afo pisha melech antzei lohavi. Even if you were forced, you had an oinis, you were oinis nefashis, you had to give over the item, you were forced to give over your friend's item, sakonis nefashis, still if you do it, you are chayev. That was the Mechaber Shita. The Shach we had in Sivkot and Chav Dalet argued, he paskin, even though Rav Rishon or many Rishon and paskin like this, the Shach went with the Ravid Sheet, and the Ravid Sheet holds a Bichai Gavni, you're going to be potter. And as far as being, even though, let me explain back the Mechaber, we discussed 2 weeks ago, last time we discussed, that even though we now have a klal, that Ein L'chadov V'Shem B'vnei Pekuach Nefesh, and Avad, you had a right to do this, you had a head to do this, it was permissible to do this, but nevertheless, you are going to be chayiv. What happened to this klal? Teretz is that you should, we had a different terutzim, but at the end, the last teretz we said, is that you should have done it, amanas l'shalim. That Melech didn't care if you were going to do it amanas l'shalem or not. So on that chelik of your ma'isa hezik, you were not an oinis, and mamele you are chayev for the hezik that you did. You should have done amanas l'shalem. That's the Mechaber Shita. And the Shach argues, and the Shach Bisoy might agree with Islam this, but he says a different thing, and he says that we don't view it as if you were the nenas to give over Yenna's money. It's your headache, but it's rather we view it. He looks at it the other way around. Since you were forced to do on that specific item, it's the other way around. We see the onus on that item, and if you're going to give up your life for that? Of course not. You're not mechuyev to give up your life to save someone else's item. So mamela, you're going to be poti. He looks at everything as it surrounds that item. Again, but the Mechaber and the Ramah doesn't argue, and many Rishonim, Rav Rishonim hold that yes, even B'chai Gamni, you're going to be Chayiv. Okay, we're up to now this Ramah. Why wasn't it just Hera? And that would have been an Eitzah. Yitam HaChacham, he should have just been Hera, and we had before that a Hera on Oinis is Pot, but the Melech wasn't happy with that. He wanted more. He wanted you to actually pick it up and bring over the item. Just to be Mara, he wasn't interested in just that. He wants more than that. Okay. Comes along the Ramah, and Ramah has a new halacha. Beis Shutfim, if you had two partners, Shahayu len choiv biyachad, they had a joint choiv, a loan that they had out on one of the people, on one of the goyim, va'ana sar le'echad liftar achoiv, and the sar forced one of them, he coerced one of them to pata the choiv, bimoichad the choiv on behalf of the Shutfis, lift our chayv, yeah, and he, of course he did that. Zogt the Ramah potter dezel loy mikri nosan biyad. Even though the second he was meichel, it sort of happened, but it's only a garmi. That's a meisah. The chayv is really still kaim beside. The guy owes the money to the shutfis. He was forced to do this, but because he gave that diba, he no longer will be able. They no longer will be able to collect the chayv. Still, the Ramah says, at best, all it is, it's not nasan v'nasan biyad, so all it is a ma'isa mesir, it's a ma'isa of amira, it's a ma'isa of like hera, it's garmi, and we have a cloud, that garmi ba'inis, hera ba'inis is pata. So only if you're nasan v'nasan biyad, but if you only mara, if you only do other forms of garmi, you're going to be pata, since it was a'inis nefashis involved. Okay. Now, on this halacha of the Ramah, if you look in the shaks of Katan and Chafei, so Tishak, Venera, this was only in a case where you just parted the chayv. But Venera, dim hoyulam mashkin b'shutfis ala chayv. What happens if the sar, the loiva, had given them collateral, had given them a mashkin to secure the debt? And now the sar forced him to not only pater the chayv, but also to give back the mashkin. V'nosnei lahasar, he actually took the mashkin that belonged to the loiva and gave it back. Dezer, that's worse. Dezer mikri, you're adding nasam and nasam biyad. Now you're doing a maisa biyadayim. You're taking money that you had a shlita on, you had the money of the loiva in your possession, you had collateral, and you returned that collateral. So now you're a mazik in that collateral. You're now mamish a mazik, it's nasam and nasam biyad. And the mechava holds that nasam and nasam biyad is chayiv even on an oinus nefash. It's not going to help you. The horamo is only talking about when you just part of the chayiv without a mashkin. But if you already have a mashkin, that's much worse. That's already considered a maisa biyadayim. Correct. Now, what is pshat neshach? So the shach happens to have, it is problematic, but for different reasons. There's a nesivis in kuf ayin vav, sif katan nun vav, who's bothered by the shach and wants to know, what was the case? We're shutfim. Let's, normal case is, we're shutfim, and they gave us collateral. We're not both going to stand on the mashkin, right? So one of us has to hold us. I tell you, Zayzaket, you hold on to the mashkin. So my shutfim's holding on to the mashkin with my permission. And now what happens? The shach goes over and forces him to return that mashkin. So now the shach wants to say, I'm going to be chayiv because it was a nosam biyad. It's a maisa biyadayim. It's a mazik. And oinis is not enough to pati from a maisa biyadayim. We had a halach which was brought down in Nesma before. In Nesma, Sivkot, and Yud Gimel, we discussed it. Is that our halachas are only talking about where a guy picks on you out of the clear blue. Oh, you show me someone's money, or give me somebody's money. But if you're a shomer on the money, and that's why I'm after you, I go over to you because I heard that you are entrusted with money from Bill Gates. You're entrusted money, Lavdu, from Reichman. And that's why I'm going after you. I'm not going after you because I know that you're Mamish and Noni Vevian, but you're a Nehman, and therefore Reichman trusted you with the money, and therefore I decide I'm going to steal money from you. Now that I go after you and I take the money, are you going to be chayv to the mafkid, to Reichman, for the money? No, that's a different halacha. I, Nosam and Nosam Yad, is chayv. Teretz is, Nosam and Nosam Yad is chayv. If why in the world do we pick you? Must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's after you, Mazol Chagoram. But here, you want to know why they came over to you, the Shaima? It's because you're holding on to the mafkid's money. They once asked a mafioso who, I forgot his name, but a famous guy who kept on robbing banks, and finally caught him. And he asked him, why did you rob the banks? So he said, that's where the money is. Like, of course that's why I robbed the bank. What did they go after the shomer for? They went after the shomer because that's where the money is. That was where the money of the mafkid is. So I'm not coming after the shomer because of him. I'm coming after the shomer because of the mafkid. And that, b'chai gamna, you're going to be potted. It's a halach in huchas shomerim, huchas begadon. And the shach, like su, the rishonim, say because even the mafkid only gave it, entrusted it with the shomer, al-das kain, that if he's going to be push come to shove, and he's going to have any hefsid from holding on to the money, he's going to part him from that. That was the understanding. What would he do if he was held to gunpoint? He would give up the nechasim. So his shema that he appointed cannot be held to a higher standard than himself, and avada, even in the b'chagam, he's going to be part of. So effective nesivis, shutvim ha'osho shemim zelazeh. So if I told you, do me a favor, hold on to the mashkin. So now, besides you being my shutiv, you're also my shayma. Comes along the sar and says, you better give back the mashkin. And he forces you to give back the mashkin. So what's the sar doing? Yes, it's an oinis, and yes, it's a nasam nasam biyad, but we have our locha by shaymim, even when nasam nasam biyad, you're going to be pata. So here, what does the shach want? Since you're a shayma, avada, you're going to be pata even if you're nasam nasam biyad.
He says anybody was a shayma. It could be they had it in their common place, in their geshef. No, they had the
mashkin. But it was like in the office, and then we asked them to bring it over. Okay, fine. I hear the kimta. Okay. The Nesivis wants to suggest a different kimta. Nesivis wants to suggest it's talking about where the shomer, where the shutif decided to hold on to the mashkin, shaloi bishus chaveri. He decided, look, if someone's going to have to hold on to mashkin to me, and let's say they even had a fight, I mean, it doesn't discuss this, but no, I want to hold on to that. No, you're holding on to the mashkin no matter what, and you're not letting me get to the mashkin. You don't even trust me, you're shutif. You're going to hold on to the mashkin. Now, I never entrusted it with you. I never wanted you to hold on to the mashkin. I was happy to hold on to the mashkin. So, b'chai gamna, that you are not a shamer on it, so to speak, in Mirzaini Atoif. I didn't appoint it to be a shamer, so you don't have the p'tur of any of Seidim that come machmas the shmira. But you don't have this din because I didn't want you to hold on to the mashkin. That's on the Nesivis that designed the shak. He's not going to be a gazlan, even if he took it mamish shalei b'shusi, he's not going to be a gazlan because in order to be a gazlan by shamerim, it's much worse. You have to have shlichus yad. You're not a shomer doesn't become a gazan right away. Okay, whatever it is.
Is there a kinyan?
There's no real. I tell you, I'm moichel the chayiv. Now, you don't really have the ability, perhaps, to be Michael on behalf of the Shatvik, so maybe the Chayv is still there, but because of what you did, I'll never be able to collect the Chayv, because I have on record that the Shatvim patted up the Chayv, was Michael the Chayv. So you put me in a position, I'll never be able to get it, so it's Garmi. So in the Kanami, it's Garmi, so that's what the Ramah is saying, Garmi Bo'inis is going to be Bata. But if it's Nosim Biyad, if I gave back the Mashkin, that's going to be worse, that's going to be Chayv, because that's already Mazik B'Yedayim. But on the Chayv, the Ramah already says it's only Garmi. And on, so on the Chayv, I'm Pata because it's Garmi. And on the Mashkin, I should be Pata because I have a Hilchus Shomrim.
Maybe what he's saying is a Vazoyev Vait, it puts the race into the Garmi. It's not your typical Garmi.
No, no, on each Chaylik, I'm fine. This I'm Oinis and this. Alright. Maisa is. Stamaza, you have to understand what does the Shach want. We just discussed in the Shachs of Katan Chav Dalad, there's a Machloikis, Mechaba, and the Shach. The Mechaba holds that when you're Nosim, Nosim, Biyad, even Bo'inis, you're going to be Chayiv. And the Shach argued, and passing like the Raiva, but Nosim, Nosim, Biyad, Bo'inis, you're going to be Potter. Comes along the Shach here, on the Ramah that says it's only Garmi to Potter Chayiv. So the Shach, you should know that if you got a Mashkin, you're very worse, you're Nosim, Nosim, Biyad. Who cares? Bishlam Lididan, we should care. But the Shach himself, who holds that even Nosam Nosam Biyad is going to be Pata when you're in this, what did he to wife? Okay, he made it into a Mashkin, and he made it into Nosam Nosam Biyad. Still the Shach holds you Pata when you're in this Nefoshes. What does the Shach want? So this Kasha was asked to the Divrei Mishpat, and the Divrei Mishpat answers that what we're talking about now is not an Oinis Nefoshes, it's talking about an Oinis Momin. That's what the Shach, the Nafkamina for the Shach will be by Oinis Momin. Adkan the Shach and Sivkan Chav Dalet argued with the Mechaba is only by Oinis Nefoshes you have a Ptur. But if there's only an Oinis Momin where you have only to lose is money, then the Shach is also moided to the Mechaba that if you're Nosav Nosan Biyad, you're going to be Chayiv. It's a Chiddush, and that's how he qualifies or quantifies the Shach and Sivkan Chav Dalet. We know that the Shach earlier on in Siv Beis argues with the Ramah and holds that even Oinis Momin is also considered an Oinis. So now you have to play with that Shach. But the Ramah holds in Siv Beis that Oinis Momin is takanan an Oinis. It would be good. But the Shach holds in Siv Beis that Oinis Momin is yet considered Oinis. So to Tevye Mishpat, it's Cholok. When did the Shach hold the Oinis Momin is considered Oinis? That's only for Moisa, for Mara. If you Mara, for Garmi, that's enough of an Oinis to Pata. But for Moisa, be dying for a Mazik, even the Shach's Moida that the Oinis Momin is not enough of an Oinis to Pata you from Mazik. And this is, Mamish, a beautiful question. Takes all the shaks on, is that you'll have, like the shak shita, that normally an oinis moment is enough of oinis to be a mare, it's not enough of an oinis to do a maisa be a daim, but oinis nefashis is already enough to part you for a maisa be a daim. And we're talking about the nafgamina would be if you would be an oinis moment, that if you got a mashkin, it's considered nothing less than biyad, it's a maisa be a daim, so mamela, that's where you're going to be chayiv. That's the nafgamina where the shak had to bring it down. And apparently he wasn't satisfied just to say that the shak was talking in the shita sarama. He was needed a lokal a maisa for himself. There's still Shreya the Shach. If Im calls there, still Shreya the Shach. The Ksois asks, if you look in the Ksois of Katan Gimel, like 6 lines into the Ksois, he says, Lanis Daiti is arguing with the Shach. Lanis Daiti Nira, Dafilu B'mashkin Nami Lohavi Mazik Mamish. Even the Shach's case, with a Mashkin is not considered a Mazik B'yadayim. Elamishum Dina Dagemi. It's only dinah gami. What is the shach for dining with this mashkin? Why? Kaven de guf ha mashkin enu ella to my mazik shibudai. What is a mashkin? Mashkin doesn't mean that you own the money. All a mashkin is that you have a shibud on the money. Well, what's the halakha if I go ahead and I'm mazik shibud shel chaveri? A malva has a mokum where he could be goyva from, and I'm mazik that shibud, and now the malva can't collect from there. But the chayv is still kayim, the malva can still collect from the lever, just not from those nukhasim, because I destroyed those nukhasim. What's the halakha? Mazik shibud shel chaveri is only a garmi. It's not a maisvidayim, it's not his money. So Mamela Zakta Shach, Zakta Ksois, what is a mashkin? All a mashkin is a shibud. So Mamela, if all he has on the guy is a shibud, so how could it be a mazik biyadayim? Even though I did it biyadayim, but what did I do biyadayim? I was mafsid his shibud. So if I'm mafsid his shibud, it should be only a garmi. You have a shor that shtaises, a tam is chayiv, you gave him migufay, so it's like a mashkin, the shor itself is mechiv to pay for the hezik. And nevertheless, if you mazik it, it's not a problem. You're not mazik biyadayim. Kivin diukalus luke bezuzi, have a le mazik shibudai, veinu chayiv, elu mishum dinu dagami. Vimkein, obezai, ba'ayin, it should be part of. Maybe you say that kilo this is worse than a regular shibudish of kavari. Since we have a klal, when Rav Yitzchak that a balchayv is kinyan mashkin, you do own it to a degree. You have some schusim in it, and a mazik your chelik in it. It's like no, even to Yisrael mikusi lekana mashkin, it's not true. It's only going to be a stamba shibud ba'alma. The halachas of mashkin is only between Yisrael, not between Yisrael and Akuti. And then he goes on to say, v'ira filo b'Yisrael nami akatein or l'shibud. And Rameli argues with the shach. And the divrei mishpa b'etzim does come out the same thing. He takes on the shach. If he says why the shach needs it, but he said it's a pelu. Even with a mashkin, all it should be is matzik shibudu shukaveroi, and you should be only garmi, and mameli should be pata ba'oinis. All right, the achrayna much and try to give eitzes, but in svara, the ksais and the divrei mishpat, you should probably go with them. It makes a lot of sense, and besides that, they're basroi keneged the shach. All right, let's continue with the mechaba. Bamedva mamurim zokta mechaba. Shim ansoi lahavi vehevi is chayiv. When do we say this halacha that when you're an oynis to bring and you brought it, you chayiv? Is kishaloi higia hamom in lushus ha'anis. Where the anis did not have the ability, he didn't reach the money that he's trying to collect, the money that he's trying to steal, didn't reach his possession before you came into the picture. Ava anis sha'anis is Yisrael ad shehareyu. But Anis, who forced you to be mara momen chaveru, tell me where the money is. You tell him where your friend has his safe. But it's still locked up in his, whatever, it's still in his property. Maybe the Anis could get to it, he knows where it is, but it's still there, b'shus chaveroi. V'omer ha'anis ala momin, and the Anis is near the momin, he's like, omer ala momin means it's b'shlitos, like the Ma'an's going to say, v'nase b'shus, it's as if he's a hawk, he's about to take it. Da'inu sh'yucha lishlit ala v'litloi, he has the ability to get to it without anyone else helping him. He already has the ability to get to that money. And on the hera, you're pata, because we had before, honest laharis is pata. So right now, you tipped him off where it is. For that itself, you're going to be pata. Now the honest is standing near the money. He knows how to get to the money. The honest is Israel. And now came along the honest and didn't want to get his hands dirty. So he was ma'anis nocha yid. He forced a second yid to bring the money that he already knows its whereabouts. Vafilu nishn, no, he was honest a second person, even if he went to the same person. Vafilu haliku zeh hamoise shereiru. Even if he told the first guy who was so kind to tip him off, now carry it out, yulavi pavanka, now bring me the money that you just tipped me off. And I'm forcing it to do so. He's going to be Potter. Even though he did it, he was Nosam Biyadi, he did it Biyadayim. And we have a cloud that Oinis Biyadayim is still Chayiv. Shekivin Sha'am and Ha'anis Betzada Oitza. Since the Adnis was already there, he knew where the warehouse, he knew where the goods were. Kvar Ovad Koma Sheyeshpoi. It's considered it's already totally lost. Ukilu Nisaf, it's already for rent, it's already burnt, it's as if it's not here. And the fact that you went ahead and you actually brought it Biyadayim, that doesn't count. That's not going to make a difference. For the Hera, you're going to be Potter, because that's only Garmi. And for the Maisa Biyadayim, the Nosam Biyad that you did, you're also going to be Potter, because since the Anis already knew of its whereabouts and had the ability to seize them before you came along, before you did that second Maisa of Hevi, Nosam Biyad, so Mameli Potter, because it's nothing to be Nosam Biyad. It's already Bishusai. There's nothing to talk about. Isaiah Paskind, the Mechab, it's really Gemara. The Gemara says this. It's an interesting thing. If I tip off the melech, it's as if it's a done deal. It's already kilu nisraf. It's over. And Mamela, if I go ahead and now give it over, I'm forced to do so. The Machabi says, honestly, it's Yisrael. And now I'm forced to bring it. I'm going to be potter because it's already nevad. So what's the pella with this halacha? The pella is l'chay like this. It's a halacha. Everyone knows from yeshiva days by mana tefira tova. If you have a keli that you throw off the roof, and it's on its way down, and it's in mid-air, it didn't break yet, give it a few seconds, it's going to break. It's considered a mana tefira, it's as if it's already broken. I come along, a second guy comes along, the same guy comes along, and swings at it and breaks it with a bat, he's going to be potter because mana tefira tova. Because the second it left the roof, it's already a done deal, it's a gone, and there's no more kli left. So Mamela, the guy who's mazik could be a dime by breaking it is taka not being mazik anything because kilo it's already ganizik. All right. However, Zaktaisis and Daf Yedzayin on the base, if someone shoots an arrow at a kli, and before the arrow reaches the kli, someone comes along and breaks the kli with a bat, then he's going to be chayiv. I went to do the klal manatri ratova. It's oimi to be broken anyway. So Taisus, it's called look. Bishleimu when the kli is falling, the kli batzmusai. There's something wrong with the kli. The kli traveling in midair. That's not a kli. That's a manatri ratova. But here the kli is resting very nicely on the table. Just don't shine an arrow at the kli. But the kli bitzada atzma is fine. So the kli is not considered manatvira until the arrow reaches the kli and breaks the kli. Till then, till the last second, the kli is still considered a kli. And someone goes along and swings at that kli and breaks it. That swinger is going to be chayiv. Now, given that chilek, and we discussed last time after Shabbat, we discussed how it fits into Purim. But all right, but. So what's over here? When you went ahead and you were married and you told the anus where the money is, the money's still stationary. This money's still intact wherever it is. At best, the anus is like an arrow. He's aiming, he's going to steal it, he's going to get it, it's mamish on the way, it's a goner, that money is going to be lost. It's going to be lost. But the money by Tzmusa is fine. It's still b'mkoyma. It's still a makam shama mitzara Tzmusa. There's nothing wrong with the money. So if I go ahead and I burn this money and I break this money, I should be chayib. It's not a din of manatvir tova yet. Manatvir is only if the money would be flying, if the money somehow would be. But if the money is bimkaimai and now there's a anis running after the money, there's nothing wrong with the money. Mamela, if I go ahead and I'm nasam biyad, I should be chayib. Just like if I break this kli that an arrow is going after it.
I was thinking maybe it's more doima to if the arrow is going to the kli, you pick up the kli and move it closer to the arrow. So really, the etzim arrow hitting the kli, you didn't do anything.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to get to that soon, but let me develop it. Beautiful. Okay. So this shayla, Baruch Hashem, I found many achreinim asked the shayla. The Agadol asked the shayla. The Agadol wants to say this is a raya to the other shita. The Rosh, seemingly the Rosh argues that Mashal and the Ksois and Chin, was it Chin Tzadi, I believe it is, teaches up. Yeah, Shin Tzadis of Kanal, that the Ksais brings down the Rosh, touches up that the Rosh argues with Tzais, and the Rosh holds that even when an arrow is on its way to a Kli, the Kli is still considered a Mana Tvira, even though the Kli Bat Musa is fine, but that's already a gone and the Kli is broken. Mamela, so to hear, since the Anis is on the way to seize the money, it's a Mana Tvira, it's as if Kilo, it's never Kilo, it's Nisraf, and it's gone, and it's Pata. That's what the Argodun says. Brings a riot to the Rosh, Kenegatisis. Lani's Daiti, I think that even on the Rosh it's Shver. Adkan Lachay, the Rosh said is Alacha, is when the arrow is already in flight. What happens if I have a guy who's an archer, he's about to shoot an arrow at the Kli? He didn't shoot it yet. The Kli is fine. Nothing's happening. Everything about Tzmusa is fine. And now I go ahead and break the Kli. But he threatened and he's about to break. The other guy, the archer, was about to break the Kli. So what? But there's nothing wrong. That's for sure, Lukaira. Even the Rosh would be Moida. That's not a Manatvira. Manatvira is a Rosh holds it. If everything is in place and there's an arrow going, that's it. If you look at the picture, stop. Do nothing. No one has to do anything. I see a broken Kli. So Mamel, it's broken. Over here by the Anis, I feel him, Tim Salaima, the Anis is walking on the way to get to the Kli. I feel him, Tim Salaima. But Anis Daiti, Anis is walking, is not like an arrow. It's not Memela. Every step that he takes is conscientious. He has to make another decision, take another step, another step. Kopsi Opsi is a new Maisa. So right now, I don't see an arrow shooting at this Kli. So Memela, if I go ahead and break it, I should be Chayev, even like the Rosh. Ubeprat, the Mechabu's Lashon was, Shekivin She'omer Anis. He's just standing there next to the Oitzah. That's all he was. Va'omer Anis ala mami. He says it twice. That's it. He was just Omer Anis betzad Oitzah. So he's not even on the way. He's like the guy who's threatening, I'm going to shoot the arrow. Very nice. But you didn't shoot the arrow. The arrow's not on the way. So even the Rosh should hold, B'chayai Gavno, you're going to be Chayev. So what's Prat in the Gemara? Gemara Mufereshes that says, B'chayai Gavno, it's considered Skilu Nevad, and you're going to be a Potter. This is a million-dollar question that I saw all the G'dayla Rosh Hashivas, or many of them, are bothered by this Kasha. Now I'd like to share with the Elam a couple of Terutzim. So you say this to Kashayla. First Teretz is the Granat, and Rishim and Shkop both give this teretz, and they say that Ad Kan, you have the whole Machlek is Taisis and the Rosh, and that whole tumult by the Kli falling off or shooting an arrow at the Kli is as long as the Kli is Be'etzem salvageable. There's some chance, even if it's remote, but you could save the Kli, then yes, you want to know mitzad the Kli, what halacha, the status the Kli has, the Kli is not considered broken yet. It's not considered broken, Mimele, the second guy who comes along and breaks is going to be chayiv. But if there's zero chance to save this Kli, then this kli is already hefka, not so much like monotfir tava. Mitzadat musi, the bailam already miyayish from it. It's considered hefka. If there's a zero chance to save this kli, then that's it, and it's already it's yotzim mishus habailam. It's an automatic hefka. It's like zutu shoyam. It's an automatic hefka. There's no way to save this kli. It's a gana. And Bela Zokr and Avtoli and Mishimin that the case by an anis. If there's an anis standing next to an oitza, there is a zero chance to save your money. It's a gone. That's it. It's nothing. Mamela, the reason why you put it is because it's kilu nevet v'nisraf. It's gone. The money is hefka already. I mean, it's a lashon of it's kvar ovad. It's already hefka. It's like zutu shoyam. It's too late. It's not because it's money to your tavis, for a different reason. It's already zutu shoyam. It's it. There's no way to salvage its money. It's already hefka. Mamela, the guy who breaks it is going to be pata. As I zogt the gedolei rishei yeshivos. The problem with this pshat is a couple of problems. First of all, if this would be the case, so why does the Machaber have to say va'anas es Yisrael atzil likol makom acher? L'chayra, even if he was not anas the sheni, as long as he knows where the money is, and right now we're saying there's zero chance to save it, it's already hefka. So forget it, I could go l'chatchila without any anas, even if the guy doesn't ask me. I could be a good guy. I want to go and be a good Samaritan and help out this anas. Let me go, take the money and give it to the anas. What's the problem? How could I be chayiv if it's already hefka? Why is the mechaber only saying v'anas es Yisrael? He was ma'anas him to bring it. Even without anas, I should be potter because it's already nevad, it's already hefka. That's the first shaila. And Be'etzim, I found Baruch Hashem, the Chazanish, and Bava Kam, and Simon Tezayin, in two places, Sivkot and Chof Aleph and Chof Hey, he brings down also, when he's donning the Gemara, he doesn't bring down the whole kashas and all, he just focuses, hones in on the Gemara. He says, you should know, this whole Gemara, you're only going to be potter if you have an oinus. If you don't have an oinus, you're going to be chayev. And he says, then don't say that it's already considered hefke and yish. Says, no, he brings a right from Tesefta that even with an anis, even by gzeil or whatever, it ain't over till it's over. We don't say that it's mamish 100% is going to be lost. It's not considered hefke till it happens. And mamela, the moment is still kaim. And if you go ahead and you hit it, you're going to be chayev. And the whole patur is only if you are nenas. That's how he touches up. Aye, so what's the patur if you're nenas? So he says in one place, he says, it's because mishum pekuach nefesh, because he was forced to bring it, and it's a pekuach nefesh, chashvinen lei de mazoloi de nigzal garam. You reckon, you look at this as not the mazal of the guy who gave it over. You look at mazal of the nigzal, it's a mazal of the bala moment, that was garam, it's his fault that this oinis came about. Mamela, that's why you're potter. It's only potter with an oinis, it's as if it's mazal of the nigzal garam. Right, so l'chayra, the pella with the chazanish is that, what type of tzirf is this? We know Allah, the Mechaber says at the beginning, if you're anas lahavi, what's the halacha? Even with an oinus, you're going to be chayef. I want you say, mazaloi de nigzal garam. So who has the kasha? This man has the kasha. Man Sivkon Yud Gimel, we discussed before, says that the reason why you don't say it is because meichet teisi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did the anus choose you? He had a million people in the world to choose from. Punkt, he decided to ask you to be Mara Mamun Chavera. Or Punkt, he decided to ask you to be Mevi Mamun Chavera. So Mamela, Dr. Sma, you can't say it was mazaloi of the nigzal garam. Forget it. It's rei mazaloi if this person was garam loy. Why did he pick on you for to help him? So you see that this is not a svara. And the only reason why over here is potter, because the Mechaber uses a svara, since anyway the anus was standing there, it's kvar ovad. So what type of tzir is it? Kvar ovad alone is not enough, because it's really not kvar ovad, because it's not hefki yet, because there's still a remote chance to save it. And all of a sudden we have a tzir, if you have it almost kvar ovad, plus he's forcing you, so now you have this heta, the mazolot, the nigzal garam, what's prat nechazanish, I don't know.
Meaning, this person could have been shilleted on himself. He could have done it. That makes it like it's a done deal. In other words, if he couldn't have been shilleted on it before...
No, but if he could have been shilleted on it before, why do you need an anus? Well, if you learn like the Rosh Hashiva...
Because if it wasn't an anus, then... We're talking about here a thinking person, maybe a guy in the trachish, of a lemaisa, by the person telling him that I'm an oinis of the mongerex. You brought it to his attention.
No, God, it was...
If he could have done it on his own.
Right.
And he's ma'anis, so he's showing you that he's going to do it. So the oinis help the fazoi fill to make it to the nevet because you're going.
Okay, so you're saying something else. You're not helping the chazanish. What you're trying to say is that if in fact he is honest, he's showing his determination that he's going to get the money no matter what. And Mamela, you see this as a done deal or 100%, whatever it is. So that will maybe help the sheshivas, but it's not going to help the chazanish. No, Kazanish is saying that's because the Rei Mazola the Nigzal Garam. We never say Rei Mazola, only by a Shema. By a regular person, why did the Anis pit choose on you? We never say Rei Mazola.
Rei Mazola is because since he could have been shot and he was being Ma'anis, so he's showing he's going after the money.
Yeah, Vadi's going after the money, but every time he's Ma'anis you to bring money that belongs to Ploini. Why don't we see Rei the Mazola of the Baal HaMomen? You see he's being Ma'anis you to go after Yen's Momen. Okay. Specifically, he wants Reichman's money. Please show me, give me Reichman's money. Still, we don't say it's Reichman's problem.
In those places, it could be where it's not.
So why should, because he shaylet on it, make it more rare than mazoloy of the nixon?
Then he would pick anybody he finds in the street to do it.
Every time he could have picked anyway. Either way, he could pick anyone. When he can't pick anybody and he picks you, so it's mamish rare the mazoloy of the nixon, because he had to pick you because you're the only one to get it. But if he could have picked anybody, so why did he go to you for? So elamai, it's mamish rare the mazoloy kogaram. All right, whatever, we'll discuss it afterwards. Anyway, another kasha on the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas is that Batsim, if that would be the case, you'd be potter not only if you give it over to the Anis, but the second the Anis was Hera, I'll take it for myself. It's already Hefka. Why should I give it to him for? It's a shot of Yiddish Geld. Let me take it for myself. I could do it. I could break it. I could do anything to it. Once it's Hefka, if they're learning it's Mamish Hefka, then the sky's the limit. I could do anything with this money. Why it's only, it sounds like the Mechab, I'm part if I give it over to the Anis. Anyway I should be part if I do anything to it. All right.
Just a marshal.
Well, if you're able to take it, then it's not 100% going to, but maybe, all right, okay. Let me break it. If I break it, all right? Okay, I want to tie in a different test, and that's what you were suggesting before, and I'll bring you a couple of rais to this. And that is that Ad Kan, you have the whole Machlokes Tosfos and the Rosh, is if the second guy comes along and breaks it in a new oifen. The Kli was throwing off the roof, or there was an arrow shot at the Kli, and I come along and swing a bat. So I did my Maisa Hezek. The first guy did his Maisa Hezek, and then the whole Shilat, I'm on a Tvira Dov, and I'm on a Tvira. But what would be if somebody shot a Chetz at a Kli, and I go ahead and I speed up the Chetz, I blow a fan behind the Chetz, and I move it along, or I bring the Kli closer to the Chetz, and it's broken. Anyway, it would have been broken. But I helped out that it got broken a nanosecond sooner. Am I going to be Chayiv? So I want to tell you to be Chayiv Gavna, Zichayiv Bipata Lukuliyama. You want to Hilkus Monetvir Tava, you're right, maybe it's not a Monetvir yet. But you want to know, did my Maisa do any Hezek? My Maisa didn't do any Hezek, because the exact Hezek that came out at the end would have happened anyway without me. All I did is make it happen a second sooner. That's all I did. But that Hezek was aiming to happen anyway, so what did I do? I'll bring you a riot. Taisa says in Daf Heyamad Aleph, Taisa says that when you're a Shomer on the Shor, that's Taisa, and Bezin wants to go ahead and seize the Shor and kill it for being a let's say the shor killed somebody, and the Bezdin wants to kill the shor, and I go ahead and I take the shor and I give it biyad Bezdin, so Taisis, then I'm going to be potter. And Taisis' lashon is the belav hachi hayetayfsin oisai v'lo yifsidu bailim bat fasasai klum. Anyway, Bezdin, you think Bezdin going to let me hold on to the shor? If the shor has a din that has to be killed, Bezdin going to get that shor. So by me going ahead and voluntarily going to Bezin and bringing the shor, I'm going to be potter because belav hachi Bezin would have done that. So look, what you see in Taisus is where's the monetary? There's no monetary yet. Right? The shor is b'mkoymei, everything's fine. But nevertheless, Taisus says you're potter because my maisa mazik that I did at the end was anyway what? Only giving it to what would have happened anyway. I brought it beyad the Bezin. That would have happened anyway. My mele, I'm going to be potter, even if you hold, it's not monetary at all. Baruch Hashem, I found that the Divrei Mishpat in Shin Pei Vav, Sif Dalet, Sif Gan Dalet, Shtazach on that Taisis, and Imam Shaz is proud, how it stems with the Taisis by Chetz. By Chetz we say it's not monetary, and yet here by Bezin we say it is monetary. So it's not monetary, it's proud, you didn't do anything, there was no Maisa Hezek that you did. Whatever happened at the end would have happened anyway. So if that's the case, one time that's proud over here as well. What happened here? The Anis was Oymir Al Amman. What the Anis is Lahabdu, just like Bezdin. He's going to get the money. What did I do? I took the money. I brought it closer to the Anis. That's all I did. I brought it closer to Bezdin. So I'm not going to be potter. Because the Maisa Mazik that I did was nothing. That Maisa Mazik would have happened anyway. That Hezek would have happened anyway. The Maisa is Lemais, even on this project, Shtukushver, what do you need an oinus for? Same thing. Why did the Mechabe have to come on to oinus? The reason why you put this is because you didn't do away from anything. Even with it, without you, it would have happened. Or all you did is cause it to happen a little sooner. Would have happened anyway. Another kasha on this is that...
If you want an oinus, maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Why? He's going to get it. He's going to take the money. All right, let me develop. Maybe that's what you mean. Hold on 1 second. Another cash on this is Adkan, you could say such a pshat, is if Lamashal, if I took it and I don't know, rolled it to the anis, I did something that I didn't do a Maisa Gzela myself. So you could say that Maisa Hezek would have happened anyway. But we discussed previously that when I pick up the item, I become a gazlan on it. So once I become a gazlan on it, that's a new type of a hefsid. Till now, there would have been nifsa through an anis coming and taking it. When I pick it up to give it to the anis, before I give it over to the anis, the second I pick it up, I made a Maisa Gzela. At that point, I'm already a gazlan on it. Let me be mechai from my Maisa Gzela. That is something new. That is a double chadash. That wasn't the hezek that was going to come about. So let me be chayv al zat. Let me show you where I'm coming from. There's a Mordechai that says in Bava Kama by Chav Gimel Mebeis that when you have fruit on the floor and an animal is about to eat the fruit, if you take the fruit and you roll it to the animal, you get it closer to the animal and the animal eats it, you're going to be potter. Mamish this type of zara. Because it would anyway would have happened. What would have happened at the end? Animal eating it. That's what happened anyway. That's the exact same thing. I just maybe sped it up a drop. But he says if you picked it up and then gave it to the animal, so why? Because we mean the agbe kanya. The second you pick it up, you're a gazan. Now you're doing something else. You're doing a maisek zela. Now when you feed the animal, and a kanami, it's being eaten, and that would have happened anyway. But I get you else the maisek zela that you did before you fed it to the animal. So lechari here too. The second you picked it up, you should already be a gazan on it, and you should be before you gave it over to the Anis. So, I'm telling you, Zutu Shayam we already did away with because of the Chazanish. He says it's not considered Zutu Shayam. And that's why the Mechab...
I'm talking about by the Behemoth.
By Behemoth eating the Paris?
Yeah.
Maybe it also. Maybe it's not 100% going to be lost. Maybe people could save it. The Raya picked it up. Right? Maybe people could save it. So it's not mamish like Zutu Shayam.
Maybe that's why you're fired.
Excellent, excellent. So that's what the Chazanish has. Beautiful. So the Chazanish is really, the Chazanish in a different place, in Bava Kama, a base of Katan Yod, has a problem. He brings down this Mordechai and he wants to know what's Prat. He says, if you steal something to give it to the exact same Hezek that it would have done, so you're stealing Nishkan stealing. What do? You two dive nothing. Especially when you pick it up and you do something with it, you keep it, you give it to someone else. Then you could hear, you throw it to Zutu Shayam, you throw it. So you did something with your Gzela. But if you put it, and all you did was give it back to the Mazik, which would have anyway would have happened, so what did you do? So he's bothered by Stamazai. What's Prat in the Mordechai? He's not over here, he's Stam on the Mordechai. And his territory, like Moshe suggests, is that maybe once you picked it up, now the animal is scared to eat from it. So the animal's not going to get to it. So when you picked it up, in this matzev, you are doing a gzela, because now the animal is not permitted to eat it anymore. Now when you go ahead and put it back down and give it to the animal, at that point you're chayiv, because you're gzela tudo, if you were mazik the item, because had you not put it back down, it would have been in safekeeping. That's what Chazan Ish Tetash. At the end of life, Tzorachin, if that's Prat in the Mordechai, Yain Shom, he has a maybe Shtek Arai that can't be Prat. But he's bothered by it. But if you learn like the Chazanish, you're back to the drawing board. So everything's very good. Here we're talking about a case that even when you picked it up, the Anas would have gotten to it. He would have taken it. So Mameli Yigzela Tudo if nothing. The Hezek that came at the end would have happened anyway. Mameli, you're going to be Pata because you didn't Tudo if any Hezek. And now maybe you could say, and that's what maybe what you were suggesting, is that that's Pshat in why the Mechaba needed the Anas at Yisrael. Why do you need an Anas on the second step for? Even with the Anas, Anas would keep on saying that you're going to be Pata. Because nothing happened, no scratches, the exact same thing happened. Could be the Mechab, Avanda maybe doesn't need the Oinus on Maisi, just needs the ability to have the Oinus. What I mean is that what happens if we're talking about an Anis that likes you, whatever it is, or is not so terrible? If you show him where the money is, he'll take the money if no one's around. But if you pick it up and you keep it for yourself, he's not going to steal it from you. He's not going to kill you over the money. Let's say that would have been the case. So the second you picked it up, at that point, you're going to be chayef for gzela, just like the Mordechai said. Because now, it's in safekeeping, and now when you put it back down, you give it to the anis, now you're going to be chayef. You're doing something with the gzela. So the Mechaba had to say a case that we're talking about the anis, that he's being honest, even when you hold on to it, you got to give it and fork over the money. So if as that anis, yeah, then b'chay gavnah, you're going to be potter, because nothing, there was no eschatches. Whatever happened at the end would have happened anyway. All right, it's a shtickel of a deichik pshat. But otherwise, I don't have Pshat yet. The Achranim say, there's a Rabbi Chanan, says a Teretz. There's Yeshua's Malko who has into Santa going to Shem Teretz. At the end of the day, no Teretz works why the Mechaba needs an Oynes on the second guy. It's two extremes. If you did something, then Luchai Oynes is not going to pati. And if you didn't do anything, then what do you need an Oynes for? Then you should be pati even without an Oynes. This Mechaba is a Tzorach Bir. All right, let's go on. Let's move on to Sif Hey. Chaparai Nocha Sif. A very important Sif. And now, Mi'at Hashem, we're Shebut Ha'ilam, a Din Taira, a Maisa Shoyakaka. It's a very Yisaitis Tikkat Halacha. Balei Din Shoyse B'nei Meriva La Karka. Two people were fighting over a piece of land, or a metaltalin, or they were fighting over a piece of metaltalin, a boat, or whatever it is. Ze oimit shali, veze oimit shali. I say it's mine, you claim it's yours, we're fighting. So far none of us show any proof. We're fighting over this. So what I'm going to do, I say I have no eight, so I can't, I'm not going to strong arm you, how am I going to get it from you? So I do a simple eitzah. I call in the mafia, do me a favor, take the item and get it for me. And they go ahead, no problem. What's the halacha? Now I'm holding on to it, right? Or maybe the guy is still holding on to it. I call the guy to help me. I call the police. I call the court system. I have a fight with you and I hold that you owe me money, or I hold that item is mine, and you hold them the item is yours, and I have no eitzah with you. So what do I do? I file suit. I'll start a lawsuit against you in court. That's an anus, right? The guy should judge. The arm of the justice is considered an anus, and that arm of justice I'm bringing into the picture between our fight. What's the halacha? Zakta mechaber menadin oisa. You put him into cheirim at sheyagzer hadavah l'kamei sha'oya, until he brings it back to the way it was. V'yisalik yad anus mibneim, until he removes the whole yad anus from between them. V'yasu din v'Yisrael. Go to Beis Din. Don't do this. Don't get a guy involved. Go to Beis Din. I'm a melee, menadin, I say, till he does it. Now, at this point, to be mechayvim money, it's a bit difficult, mechayvim money. Because mechatez of the item is yours. I claim the item is mine. So you can't say, I'm chayv, it's mazik what I did, because maybe I wasn't mazik at all. But at least you can put a chayim on the guy that he shouldn't have had a yadakum b'emsa, and he has to bring it back to the way it was. He's not considered a moisa. Let's say the court system, now he had legal fees he incurred, or he got into trouble with the IRS, or he got into trouble with the officials, or stam, while the mafia was ripping the item out of him, they also ripped his clothing, they were mazik him in other ways, they broke into his house, whatever it was. Even if he had extra hefsedim from it, zok the first sheet in Ramah, ein lo din maisa, do lo mikri maisa, ela b'miskaven lahazik. Unless you miskaven lahazik, av loy b'miskaven lo yitzeh shaloy. Since my intention was not to hurt you in any which way, my intention was truly altruistic, quote unquote, it was a shmo, l'shem mamon harbi. I only needed my money back. I wasn't interested in being mafsed you. All I wanted to get my rightful money back to myself, and that's why I brought yadakam b'emsa. You cannot call me a maisa, and I'm not going to be chayef for the hefsedim that were caused by it. That's the first sheet in the Ramah. Comes along the Ramah. Second sheet of Yesh Chokin, Visriya Lahu, the Mikri Maisa. He is considered a maisa. The chayef l'shalom loy, and he's mechuyev to pay. Kol hazekoy imloha yechaveru sarvin. He's mechuyev to pay all the hazekim that came about, all the legal fees, everything that came about because of his mesira, unless the chaver was a sarvin. The kol shekein, and certainly im hisru b'tchila shalay yedainu b'fnei akum. He asked him, come before b'dainu Yisrael, don't go to court. V'av, and he didn't listen, and he went to court anyway. Why? Because he's trying to save his own item. But good, but the Yechava invited you to go to a din, to a Beis Din. Sheyesh le din Moisa, he has halacha of a Moisa. So the Ramah brings down two shitas. The Yisaitis think of Machlokes. When you have a Moisa Mesira, where the whole Moisa Mesira is only to get your thing, what you believe is rightfully yours, you want to get your thing back, are you considered a Moisa for all that have saved them that were Negram? So two sheetahs in the Ramah. The first sheetah holds that you cannot be chayiv for garmi, for maisa, and the second sheetah holds that you are chayiv, you are considered a maisa. Now the second sheetah is really coming, one of many rishonim, and one of them is the Tshuva Zerash. If you look inside the Tshuva Zerash says not only does he hold that you're chayiv for garmi, you're chayiv for the hefzedim, but you have a full din of a maisa that marida naisai, matzila naisai, benafsha will kill you if you do such a thing. You try doing such a thing, you try filing a lawsuit against your chava on something that you believe is rightfully yours, we're going to kill you. Like every din moisa, you have a right to kill the guy. He's a right if he has no right to go to court. He has no right to bring yarakum b'emsa, even if something that he believes is yours. And the Achrayim discuss that even the first shita holds that yipata is only if l'soifu shadavit was nisbarer, that taka you were right, it was your money. But what happens if you made a mistake? It wasn't fully your money. You made that. You believed you made a toy, so you felt that was halacha, but it wasn't true. And it was nisbar that it really belonged to Yano, or chelik belonged to Yano. Then even the first sheet is going to hold your amayis, and you're going to be chayif for all the haitzais. Cool, but you have two. Sorry. Right, but there you have other. You have tshuvas radvaz, and you have other tshuvas that say in economy the dik is a good one, but they say that miskaven loitzei shaloi, and it was taka shaloi. But if it was miskaven loitzei shaloi, and it was nisbar that wasn't shocha, belongs to somebody else, then you're going to be chayif. Now on this is a major, because this is meisim b'chayim. Unfortunately, regular case of kois you have, by the way, other isurim called our kois. But we're danning mitzad the moisa shavai.
Why would this be any different than any other case?
Who said it's any different than any other case? In economy, you are asa to do also kois, but want to know, are you considered a moisa to be chayif for garmi? You want to know if you're going to be chayif for garmi, or it's moisa, that you have two shittas, that maybe it's not considered garmi if you're only doing lehoitzi yeshocha. You took a shalik adin, he's going to have to pay for all the legal fees. But if he does loitzeh shaloi, he might go into this machlokes. Now, the Achrayin and the Ramah brings down in two tshuvas his mashma that if the person did it loitzeh shaloi, but he laid it on thick, he exaggerated a little bit, he added stuff to his suit, and by doing so, he was going to extra have saved him. So there they say that avada, that's not just loitzeh shaloi, because you didn't need that extra stuff in. Alamai, it's nizgalu, your intention. The intention was also zevazegoyim, you also had kavanos elahazik, and a male, even the first sheet is going to hold you chayiv. But if a person is legit, he goes to court, obviously it's also, but he goes to court, only loitzeh shaloi, he's only tevea what he has to be tevea, and he wants to be loitzeh shaloi, and by that he causes his friend a lot. I've saved him, it's 2 days in the Ramah. Sometimes they go mina. I mean, this week I was involved in the case of a kois, already the IRS is involved. I mean, they go more than just...
The reason why the guy was tevea the guy to our koi, because loitzeh shaloi, he always feels he was right?
Loitzeh shaloi, correct. Well, again, unless he's magzim, unless he does more. Sometimes he's doing it to hurt the other guy. He wants to tie the guy up. He wants to coerce the guy to sell him the building. He wants to coerce the guy to do something. Sometimes you could start losses for shidin the reasons. But liens on the property, I mean, it's a mean world out there. There are a lot of reasons why people go to Akois. One of the reasons is loitzeh shaloi. That happens to be one of the reasons. Not always the case. No? You know what I mean? In such cases? Shall you ever have such a case? And the mice, I know, I could see, I saw so many of these cases. They have all cheshbonis why you're going to court. You have other reasons. But anyway, the mice, if you're doing loitzeh shaloi, you have two shittas in the Ramah. Let's see the shach, how we paskin. So, the shach, if cotton kavod. B'tshuvas maram milublin kotzav, v'av sheyesh chokim b'zeh, nira shekach halacha, like the first shita, that you're not a moisa. V'loi nehira lachriya neged maram bar baruch, maram in Rattenberg, v'loi hoyu b'doirei k'moisa, k'deesa b'piski mairoi. K'idua, v'ash chach me'ashkenaz, maram was from the G'dayli Rishonim. In fact, for us, k'mat everything that we do into minig ashkenaz stems from him, because it comes, basically, k'mat every Ramah comes from one of his three Talmidim, which is either the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Gois Maimini, and Mamela. Basically, our whole Kabbalah is coming from the Maram. So Dr. Shach, Lohayu B'doyer K'maisai, Mamela Shepaskin like him, that's a second Shita that you're going to be Chayiv. V'oi da Hasvara Rishon he Rak Svaras Yachid, who was that? Rabbi Lezer Mitula, B'Mordechai, Seif Perga Gois Abasra. Over Chuvis, Maimini, Seif and Ezekin. V'Rabbi Mordechai Perga Menech Mashma, the Rabbis of Pligei Allah. Many Rabbanim argue with Rabbi Lezer Mitula, the Kosva Sham, U'maisa Hoya B'Kolina, Kolon, Be'echot Shivkat Eitzel Chaveri Pekodin, L'yomim Kofaloi, he denied ever receiving the Pekodin. V'loka Chamavkid Esheloi Bidei Akum. So what did the Mavkid do? He got back his rightful item. He took him to court to take back his item. And by doing so halilu ala nifkad, they caused him other violations by doing that. V'hifsid harbe, and he lost a lot of money. Upasek harav dim efshul amafkad latzah shaloi binin acher. If he could have done it in a different way, like going to Bezdin or something like that, chayiv k'mohayu le'lishamta v'lishamta. Just like the Gemara says, when you want to be done dinin la'nafshei, someone shard is on top of your shard and you want to save your shard which is on the bottom, you should have done it in a way that not to hurt the shar hamazik. But if you did it in a way that you hurt the shar hamazik, you're going to be chayiv. So to here, you could have done it a different way. V'chein pasuk rabbeinu yakar ad kan l'shoinei. V'chein kazav v'agudu sham shekein pasuk ha-gedeilim v'chein bedakim moisha masik kipoiz kemelu tshuvas ramo v'chein ma'ashal perka goyza basa kosav she'ein nira divrei abalaz mitula l'inin p'tur momin v'chelila l'hoi reis kein she'yovoi kama chilu l'ashem mizah ayin sham. We have to paskin like the shita that you're chayiv, because otherwise it's going to be a great chilul Hashem coming out of this, because all of a sudden you're going to be poseach delas lefnei moisrim, and every it's going to be a mamish wild, a hefkevel. Everyone's going to go to court. V'karav etzli zok teshach. This is the hallmark of the shach. Shach has a certain style. Whenever he wants to take on rishonim on the other side, he always finds someone to hang a hat on. Who is Tayl of Elon Godley? He has some rishonim that hold like him, and then he usually, come out always at the end, he'll go like a flighting swap. But even those other rishonim would be moided to me b'chai gavna. He always does it, whether it's true or not. But he always tries to fadeen the other sheet, and that's he's doing it too. V'karav etzli the afre b'lazim mitula lekamel lekachuloya efshu leilatzal binyan acher. Only if he had no brayer whatsoever, but he had a brayer, you could have done a ben in your acher. Avad even Rabbi Elazar Metula will hold that you considered a maisa like the second shita. Now, even though the Loshon Rabbi Elazar Metula is not mashma like this, Achrenim say, but like I said, that's the style of the shach. But the bottom line is, the shach holds that we paskin like the second shita that you're going to be chayiv. Not only that, Yamsha Shlomi says you got to do that because you have a kama chilul Hashem. The Divrei Chaim has a tshuva. You can look it up. It's in Chayshim Mishpat Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Hei. A nice tshuva. But Teich Hadvarim he writes Shadina Mashach and a fiery loshen V'dayin D'loydoyin Kain. Any dayin who doesn't paskin like the shach osed litein as hadin. If you don't paskin like the shach that you're chayiv, that the guy is chayiv, you're osed lit. The dayin is osed litein as hadin. That's a different chayim. I mean, basically, he closes all avenues to try to entertain a patur here. That's it. It's all over. So, Mamela, at the end of the day, we paskin that even if you go to court or you bring a yarankam b'emtza to be miskaven lohoitzi ashorcha, you are going to be chayiv if you could have done it b'nin acher. Comes along the Ramban, says, Aloshin, imloi ho yechaver sarvin. Unless your chaver was a sarvin, he didn't want to go to bezim. Because what was the efshe b'nin acher, the first? The easy way is go to Bezdin. That's in an acher. Sorry?
You can't drag the guy
into Bezdin. Maybe he'll come. First, see if you can go to Bezdin. That's always, if you've been in acher, you should always be Mazmin the guy to a din Torah. Let me tell you a story, and then I'll bring out this Ramah a bit. It's a true story. I'm going to try to hide some of the facts so people should know the story. But basically was, you have two Shotvim who had a house. And something happened to the house that they were entitled to insurance. Now, these two shutvim already weren't getting along with each other. They already had their share of din Torah. They're already involved with Bezdin. And shortly thereafter, their din Torah, they were still trying to iron things out and breaking up or whatever. Something happened to the house. And they had insurance on the house. And the insurance made a payout of a few hundred thousand dollars for this house. Came along one shutif, and he put the check beyad the lawyer of the shutfim. Came along one of the shutfim, unbeknownst to the other, and went to the lawyer and said, I'm the shutif, so give me the check. And the lawyer released the funds and gave this shutif the check. The other shutif got wind of this, and this was the dinteri, one of the protein dinteri, called him up, and told him that you dare not cash that check, because even if you cash check, I'm never going to see the money, because they're already fighting for who knows how many other issues. And you better not cash the check, we have to go to a din Torah. Allegedly, that's what he said. And the other guy said, no way, I am not going to the din Torah, you can go, and I'm keeping this check in kol tov. That was his version of the story. And the other guy's version of the story, what do you mean? I asked him, let's go to a din Torah. And the first guy said, no way are we going, that's it, I had it with you, I'm going to get this money back, you'll see. What did he do? He went and called up the lawyer who released the funds to one shutif without the other, that he breached his lawyer, not allowed to do such a thing, you have to represent both shutifs, you can't give it to one without the permission of the other. And he told the lawyer that if you don't go immediately and get the insurance company to stop the check, I'm going to sue you for malpractice, because you ended up giving the funds, shalai kedin, without my permission. So went the lawyer and he went to the judge and he got the insurance company to stop the check. That was the Maisa Shaya.
The lawyer
was a Yigrad, he was. Okay.
Why do you have to go to the judge for stop the check?
Because he's not the insurance company.
No, but he
the lawyer is the one who received the check from the insurance company. He got the judge to force the insurance company to put a stop on the check. That was the Maisa Shoy, that was the case. So, and that's what they did. Once the insurance company got wind, you know, it's kosher gezel necha. Once the insurance company read it, the check was stopped and they're holding on to it, it was a good excuse and something they see that the shutzim are fighting anyway. It's a good opportunity to start making trouble ourselves. So the insurance company decided, you know what, they're really not achray for this anyway and they're not paying out the insurance money. And now there was a legal battle against the insurance company to try to get the insurance company to make the payout. And there was a lot of atzoyis involved, legal fees, and there was also, besides the legal fees involved, but there was also, at the end of the day, they had to be mefasha with the insurance company, and they didn't get 100 cents on the dollar. They had to be mefasha. Initially, they were supposed to get one payout, and at the end, they ended up with a smaller payout. And then they came to Beis Din again. This was the Maisa. So he's tining, he was doing a loitzi shaloi. I had to do it. And even here, I would be mutter to do because you're a sarvin. You refuse to go to Beis Din. You're going to cash the check tomorrow or the next day. I have a window of maybe 36 hours, 48 hours tops to put a stop on that check. And you're refusing to go to a din Torah. And the other guy denies it. I'm not refusing to go to a din Torah. It was one phone call from a cell phone to a cell phone. That was the whole conversation. Okay. So now let's go back to Ramah and read over the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'chayiv l'shalom lo'ikola, the second sheet in the way we paskin says, V'chayiv l'shalom lo'ikola zekoy, imlo ha'yichaveru sarvin, unless his chaver was a sarvin to come to Ed Bezdin. It's medayik in the tshuva, it's noyis dash, a simen nun beis. It was good. It was mechayiv us to go into the zinyan. It was a in the Shuvas Nun Beis, he's medayik. You see by other inyanim in Hilchas Dayanus, the Ramah brings down Chaver Sarvin, Vyesh, Vnoit of Rishus Bezdin. He always likes to Rishus Bezdin. And here the Ramah doesn't say Rishus Bezdin. It's Docharaya Zokto Noiz Desha that even without Rishus Bezdin, as long as Yechaver was Messiah V'lov Oiledin, even if you don't have a Rishus Bezin to go to court, and maybe you did an Avla by going to court, you did an Issa because you should have gotten Rishus, but even this Shita will hold that you're going to be Pato because Yechaver was a Messarvin. So now he has a problem, but then he goes along and he says, but you see in the Tshuvas Ramah, not like that. The Tshuvas Ramah says, I believe it's in Peivov, the Tshuvas Ramah says that as long as you could have gone to Beis Din, until you have Rishus Mi Beis Din, you're going to be Chayiv in the Shita. He has a problem. See, he mutches. At the end of the day, he wants to say, if you're Medayik, no, Ramah doesn't mean it. All the Ramah meant was like this, that if I'm going to go and tell you, then I asked you to come to a din Torah, you're going to deny it later on and say, no, you never asked me to go, I'm not going to be Neman. Nishno Dem, Zokter, a second step, that even if I would be Neman that this took place, I still won't have a Ptur unless I Shikah Hazmana. You won't have to need a Rishus to go to Akoyis, but Chotch send a Hazmana. Maybe if a Bezim will send a Hazmana, he'll take it seriously and he'll come. You never know. I can tell you experience. Sometimes a guy tells you to jump, but if you get a Hazmana from a Bezim, all of a sudden he comes to Bezim. It's Maizim B'choyayim. So if you would have sent a Hazmana from Bezim, maybe that would have two life. But the Ramah doesn't need necessarily Mamish all the way to have a Rishus Bezim to go to Akoyis. That's how he paskins. The Divrei Chaim in Chelek Beisim in Memvav has a similar Shaila, and he says something close, and he says that to say that I was invited to go to a din Torah and you denied it and you weren't willing to go to a din Torah, I'm not going to be believed. But if I invite you to go to a Beis Din in front of two Edim and you deny it in front of two Edim, you refuse to come to a Beis Din in front of two Edim, then already I'll be Pata. I don't need Rishus Beis Din. He says it in brackets, V'chein Pasak Rishut Noiz Desha. Mai says that's not how he paskins in Noiz Desha. That was his first Shlav. The end of Noiz Desha seems to say that you even need a Hazmana from Beis Din. First he says, first you're not Nemo to say that you invited him. Then he says, Nishodem, you even need a Rishus, at least you need a Hazmana from a Beis Din, even if you don't need a Rishus Beis Din. But the Divrei Chaim's mash, my paskins, that you don't even need a Hazmana from Beis Din. All you need is two Edim Nemanim to say that Bifaneinu, you personally asked him to come to a Beis Din and he refused to come, that's already going to give you a Ptur. But in our case, that's not what happened. He never sent a Hazmana. He could have easily called up a Bezin. A Bezin could have made that phone call. He could have conferenced in the Bezin into that same phone call. He never called the Bezin. So loyt and pashas, you don't have this. And even the Divrei Chaim says it has to be done in front of two Edom. Otherwise, we could say lav kol kamina. You're not meant to say you invited it. And during the din Torah, there was akosha. He tainted, right? The other guy said, you never asked me to forget. I asked you to go to a Bezin, and you refused. It's like, you know, each one is pointing guilt on the other guy. So Mamela, you're not Nemetz. Even the Divrei Chaim will hold that you have the second Shita. Mamela, you're Chayiv. And that's how Bezin passed. Bezin was Mechayivim for the Tzoyis, for the law, and for the all that have said that came out because they got a smaller payout from the insurance company. Do other Tzirufim. But beside this, Bezin was Mechayivim everything based on the Shita. Because we have to Paskin like the second Shita, like the Divrei Chaim says, because Oser Adayim, Litan Ezedim. Why are they children? Because I have to be Litan Ezedim. No, but that's how it is. Is that that's why he's supposed to be. Who? What? They paid. Have they paid? 100%. 100%. Yeah. Bliyin hara baruch Hashem in Lakewood here at Torah. I could say that kmat. There's no such thing as a loytzai sadin. Kmat. I mean, we had in over 7 years, we had maybe two people. Lakewood, I'll call Shomrei Torah Mitzvah. We have sometimes Sfardim, we're not Shomrei Torah Mitzvah, that Loi Tzai Sadim, but Shomrei Torah Mitzvah, someone is not a Mechala Shabbos Bevesia, maybe we had twice in the history, three times tops, a Loi Tzai Sadim, and once we threatened to give a Loi Tzai Sadim, one time we put up a sign, and he came paying immediately. It's not, so here there are no games. In the other places, my being, here, Baruch Hashem, is the year of Torah. All right, at the end of the day, the bottom line is, and I'll let you go, is that here we see a sadistic thing that if a person does it, even Loi Tzai Shaloi, he is going to be chayiv. The way we pass is 2 days. Where we pass him, he's going to be chayiv. Unless the person with the sarav of the din, which means you invite him to come to a din Torah in front of two edim, or better yet, even sent out a hazmana from a bezdin, and he'd have refused, even though you might have not been able to go to court without a het to bezdin. But if you did it, shalaik din, you're not going to be chayiv under its eyes. Agutavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.